In the Torah, the one of the names for Shavuos is Chag HaShavuos. Yom Kippurim, Chag HaShavuos, B'Shavuos Seichem. But the Chachomim call it Atzeres. Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres. B'Shavuos Seichem, the Lashon of the Torah is B'Shavuos Seichem. So Unkel is translated Batzar Teichoin. Batzar Teichoin, Atzeres, Lashon Atzeres. Like Shmini Atzeres, like the last day of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres. So Atzeres means like get putting everything together, when everything comes together. Gathering in, Atzeres. Loshen Rizal says that Loshen Klito, absorbing. It absorbs everything, it collects, it puts everything together, Atzeres. Oitzer B'toichoi, it brings everything inside of it. So Chazal said, really, Shmini Atzeres should have been 50 days away from Sukkot, just like Shavuos is 50 days away from Pesach. So Shavuos is to Pesach what Shmini Atzeres is to Sukkot. It's the same relationship between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot as there is between Pesach and Atzeres, Pesach and Shavuos. The Ramban even says, goes so far to say that the days between Pesach and Shavuos is like Chol HaMoed, just like the days between Sukkot and Atzeres is Chol HaMoed, even though you have Yom HaShvi'i, the 7 days also it's Chol HaMoed. Yeah, Shmini Atzeres is the last Yom Tov for Sukkot, right? Not the 7th day but the 8th day. The middays are Chol HaMoed. So too the days between the first of Pesach and Shavuos are like Chol HaMoed, even though you have the 7th day, which is also a Yom Tov. But it's all one hemshech, one continuation from Shavuos. If we want to know a little bit about Shavuos, we can know something about it through knowing what Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is. So Al Pi D'Arizal, Shmini Atzeres, Loshen Klita, this 8th day is Kolet. It gathers into it, it absorbs the hashvos, the or of the days of Sukkot. What is the yichud? What's the special nature of Sukkot? Zman simchoseinu. It's the time of simcha. The samachta b'chogecha b'yichud is said on Sukkot. Tremendous simcha of Sukkot. Smachtim lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. 7 days you'll rejoice in front of Hashem with the lulav and the esrog and the sukkah. Simchus Beis HaShoeva, that was only on Sukkot, it wasn't on Shavuos or on Pesach. Simchus Beis HaShoeva, that tremendous outpour, tremendous explosion of rejoicing, was dak on Sukkot. Different reasons for that, but mainly because the finish of the Yemei Havoda, working so hard in Elul, preparing ourselves, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, working, elevating ourselves, going through the whole tshuva process, becoming more tohor, Zain Lishar, the accomplishments of a year in those 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim, and then on Yom HaKippurim, because Bochus Mechaper al Kol HaVanei Seinu, Rosh Hashanah gives a kapora, a clean slate, he started new every year. Mamish is lo yuma ki yisuper, the Goyim don't have a Yom Kippur. They don't have a Yom Kippur. Their overdraft keeps building from year to year until they get to the last day of their lives, and then they got to pay off the whole thing at once. That's not an easy thing to do. Rebbe Shimon loves Klal Yisrael, he doesn't allow that to happen. He doesn't allow us to sink too much into an overdraft. So the simcha of a year after Yom Kippur, Sam Sofer wrote poems, beautiful poems. They're all mechuven al pi Kabbalah, but beautiful poems. He's once asked, when do you have time to write poems? When did Sam Sofer write time to write poems? He was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he was a Poisek, and he was the Rav. He didn't have any time for poetry. So he said that the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he was so besimcha, his simcha was so, it just poured out. He didn't spend time in it, it overflowed. It came out on its own. That was before Sukkot. within Yom Kippur answer. You imagine on Sukkot itself, it's simple, it's Matu B'Chagecha, Dvalti B'Simcha, those days. And the whole thing is Netzar, the whole thing is collected, put together on Atzeres. Atzeres is the time when you absorb and you bring into yourself the Simcha, the tremendous Kedusha of all that Simcha from the Shivas Yemei HaChag, from the 7 days. You have mitzvahs to do during the 7 days. Dalad Minyan, four different things, Lulav, Esrog, Garova, Adasim. You have the Sukkah itself. You have mitzvahs, then there's Hoshanas, Kofas around the Mizbeah. There's mitzvahs on Sukkahs. The Korbonus of Sukkah, special Korbonus, a huge amount of Korbonus on Sukkahs. Then comes Shmini Atzeres. What have you done Shmini Atzeres? No Sukkah, no Lulav, no Esrog, no Adasim, no Arovas. One korban, the korban is not a big fancy korban, right? What do you do? Nothing. So, what do you do on? What do you do on Atzeres? Nothing. No mitzvahs. Pesach, the same thing. Pesach, Shivas Yom Tov Matzahs. 7 days eat matzahs. All the we eat matzahs. The avoda Pesach, the eating of the matzahs and avoda, right? Shivas Yom Tov Matzahs. We have a matzah, we have a chiyuv, we have a special heftz of mitzvah, mice and mitzvah on Pesach. Come Shavuos, nothing. No mitzvah. There's no mice and mitzvah. What do you do? You don't. We don't even do a kafis with the Sefer Torah like we do on Simchas Torah. No? We don't do anything. Right? Eat cheesecake.
It's made for the 2 days. You know, the mitzvah.
So what's the so it says? So that's the same. It's the same gather. Just like on Shemini Atzeres, is the klita, is the absorption, is the taking in of all the hashpos, of all the simcha and the kedusha of the days of the avoda. So too, Shavuos is the taking in the kinyan, if you will, the kinyan that we acquire within ourselves, all the kedusha of the Shavuos of the weeks of avoda that preceded the 7 weeks of avoda that preceded the starting with the first day of Pesach. What is Pesach? Sukkot is Zman Simchoseinu. What's Pesach? Zman Cheiruseinu. The Cheirus. We start with the Cheirus with the Matzah. Achilas Matzah. Kol Machmetz Losol Cheilu. Chometz is Oser. Chometz is the Yetzer Hara. Sumira. We are Marchik ourselves. We distance ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. Shivus Yomim. Tefu Matzah. Eat something that's completely free, that's completely stands on its own. The matzah is something that stands on its own without any other ingredient in it. It's the cheirus. It's a food of cheirus. Maral is marichin. The pshad and matzah. It's a food. It's a lechem oini. It's a bread which stands on its own. Something stands on its own is free. It's not dependent on anything else. It's not mixed with anything else. It's not pulled in different directions by anything else. The matzah. One of the signs of chometz. One of the signs of chometz is when you pull at it, and the strings pull. You get stringy dough that's attached to each other. The matzah itself, the matzah itself is without anything else. It's flour and water. It stands on its own. There's no so'or. There's no leavening. It's on its own. That's a ben churna. Ben churna is somebody who's on his own. Somebody who's not mushpa, is not influenced by anything else. The matzah is not influenced by anything. It stands on its own. We start the avoda of being a ben churna, but the truth is, that's a big avoda, but the truth is, ein lecho ben churna ela mishoisek b'torah. That the real cheirus, the real freedom comes from somebody who's oisek b'torah. So say Chazal, that the Ten Commandments, we've been learning the Aseres HaDvarim, were written on Shtei Lukos, on the two tablets, right? Chorus ala Lukos. They were inscribed, they were carved into the Lukos. Chorus, Ches Reish Vov Tov. Chazal Tikko Chorus ala Cheirus. Don't read it, Chorus ala Cheirus. Free. They were free on the Lukos. What does it mean they were free on the Lukos? Here we learn Chazal's terms that real cheirus comes from the luchos. Real cheirus comes from the Torah that was written on the luchos. How was it written, the luchos? So they were me'eva leiva. It was from one side to the other. It wasn't like a car. Like the it was chokuk. It was carved all the way through.
Three dimensional.
All the way through, from the front to the back. So the kash is, how did the mem and the mem and the samah, how do they sound? You got a hole there, the donuts, right? How do you make a mem? He has a samach. How do you make a samach? The middle would fall out. He says, "Vanes ho yonidu." The nes stood there with the nes. There was no stone around the center. You understand? There was no stone around to hold it in place.
Wow.
So, the Maral explains, what's the pshat? Altika choros olacheus. The stone itself was not the Torah. What was the Torah? The Torah was that which was free from the material. It was chor. It was cut out of the stone. So the letters of the Torah were be'etzem had cheirus from the stone. They were not mushpa. They were not influenced by the stone. Now, how did the stone stay there? Benes. It was a nes. How the stone stood there was a nes. But the Torah doesn't depend on anything. It's koku. It's cut all the way through. From there, the Torah itself stands on its own. Mele ain locha ben t'chorin el misho isik b'Torah. The real person who's really free is one who's oisik b'Torah. Because one who's oisik b'Torah connects himself to Torah, is connecting himself to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kudshei Brichu Ikra Torah. Hashem is called Torah. One of the names of Hashem is Torah. He's dovik with Hashem. What we're allowed to think about Hashem is that he is void of any chisoron. He's void of any dependence. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't have a body, doesn't have time and space that limit his existence, that limit his being. He's free from all interference. He's free from all limitations. The Rebbe Hashem is infinite being, is free from everything, from every encroachment on his being or his will. The Rebbe Hashem is pushing his metzias itself is complete cheirus. The Rebbe Hashem is cheirus. That's cheirus, completely free from anything. So Mela, a person who's oisik b'Torah, who clings to Torah, and that's the Chokhmah of Hashem, is the Torah itself. The Torah in Kudshei Brichu, you can't get closer to Hashem than the Torah itself. Just like Hashem's oneness and being is completely independent of anything, not dependent upon anything. So to the Torah itself was in the stones, not dependent on anything. Chorus halaluchos. So when it's David b'Torah, has cheres. And there's many, many madregas levels of being dovik in Torah. There's some people who are a little bit dovik in Torah. They say Shema twice a day. So there's a few seconds they say Shema, the dovik in Torah, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Words of Torah. He keeps his concentration a little more. V'haftos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Now he gets another few words in, he's dovik in Torah. But that's the minimal level, like a dvegas b'Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. And then there's a hoyge b'Torah, yom v'alayla, v'gisa bo yom v'alayla. A person who lo posak pume megirsa, his mouth doesn't stop speaking Torah. It was just passed away last week. The Godel b'Yisora, Michil Michal Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik b'Kodesh l'Brocha. He was a Yid who lived in our times, Rabbi Yisrael. Michil Michal Feinstein was 10 years old. Says that he was Mibchen at a Bechina, all of Seder Nezikin, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. 10 years old. They just give you a dugma. You know, in the Chadorim, they start learning the easiest prakim of the Nezikim when they're like 9, 10. You know, Eilu Metzias. Barely get through a paragon. As a child, it was Hoyge B'Tor, Yoimon V'Laylo. His whole life. So somebody said, he had nothing in his life but Torah. There wasn't anything in his world but Torah. He had no other returners, just Torah. Like, Bodo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Chaim Kinevsky Shlita, he doesn't know how to dial the phone. He doesn't know how to use the telephone. What's the pshat? He says, it's too hard for him to use the telephone. He can't, technology, he's behind technology. But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to know how to use the phone. But I need to have any of my neurological matter occupied with anything but Torah. it's not relevant for. The shiur, that's the shiur, the lower shiur, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then you have a hoygi b'tera, like a Chaim Kinevsky, who doesn't allow other things into his brain cells. That is, and there's shiurim, you know, between them there's the infinite number of levels of vegas. It's not everything or nothing. Right? Kafir Ashir, that we're dovig, to the extent that we're dovig in Torah, we're ben heard. I think a person can feel it too when he's oisik in Torah. A person's oisik b'Torah, he doesn't think about shtusim and harishkeit and hirhurim. The Rambam says, no, hirhurim, where a person's the lev is molei Torah, at times when it's filled with Torah, there's no room for other thoughts at that time. But the Torah is so, just like in Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere, so too when we're double with Torah, the Torah fills us up completely. There's no mokum. So much so a person can be munif and Torah, doesn't even know what's going on around him. Right? Like the Moring, the Maestro of the Lord brings, the Min, who saw one of the Amorim, who was learning Torah, and was pressing on his thumbs until his blood was popping out. He didn't know. Moshe didn't know. So the real klita, the absorption of Torah, of the kedusha of the avoda of these 7 weeks comes all together in Shavuos. All comes together in Shavuos. Maybe that's why one of the reasons why it's a minhag to learn the whole night in Shavuos is that to really grab every bit of the hashpo of the previous. That people don't stay up the whole night Shemini Atzeres. Right?
They did
Hashanah Rav. They don't stay up the whole night in Shemini Atzeres, but in Shavuos stay up the whole night. There are many reasons given for not staying up the whole night. But to absorb, and Tzodok speaks about those, to absorb the Kedusha of the 7 weeks, that's a time that's very Mesubo, that's very fit for absorbing the Kedusha, the Cheirus of being free from Yetzer Hara. Like the Gemara in Kedushin says, everybody's together, you know, I don't know about you, but everybody has that I know has a Yetzer Hara. The Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavon, Hashem said, I created the Yetzer Hara. But I didn't leave you without a remedy. The way to deal with it is with the Torah. Torah is the tablet. Torah fixes up the Yetzer Hara, so it's not a dangerous part of our makeup. So in Pogah B'chol Menuvel Zeh, what do you do if the Yetzer Hara starts up with you? So you must moshcheil the Beis Hamikdash, coax him into the Beis Hamikdash.
What happens when the Yetzer Hara starts up with you in the Beis Hamikdash?
Then you got to learn Musa. You're not completely protected from Yetzer Hara in the Beis Hamikdash, but he's a lot less powerful in the Beis Hamikdash than outside the Beis Hamikdash. A lot less powerful. He's a little weakling in the Beis Hamikdash than outside the Beis Hamikdash. That Gibor, right? It's a little much easier to deal with inside the Beis Hamikdash. You got Chaverim, you have a Chavrusi, you have Rebbeim, you have all the Sforim around you, the Sefer Torah to look at, the Arna Kodesh, right? There's many things, the Mazkir and Rabbi have many reminders to be free. Mashkeh le Beis HaMidrash, but we saw Salam things in Mashkeh le Beis HaMidrash means there are many types of Bati HaMidrash, there are many different things you can learn. If you got a problem with Yetzer Hara in the Beis HaMidrash, you got to learn Musa that deals with those problems that you're thinking about. Those are the source of Salam things. You got to learn the parts of Torah, which you have. First, let's say, Chas Shalom is Baal Lashon Hara. So you got to spend time learning Shemir Salashon. Whatever the person's problem is, you got to spend time in that Beis HaMidrash, so to speak, in that Limud, to take care of that particular type of Yetzer Hara. But the Mashkeh le Beis HaMidrash, that we go into the Beis HaMidrash and we're free from the Yetzer Hara. When a person is Oisik B'Torah, he speaks like he's a Ben Chari. You have times in the Beis HaMidrash when you're not Oisik, so then you got problems. But while you're Oisik, while the person is Oisik, whatever time he was Oisik in, then he's mamash free from it. That person can feel. He can feel the Cheres HaTzayim, he can feel the Sipuk HaNefesh. Feel the satisfaction of being Oisik B'Torah. If he stops for a moment, then the Machshav Zoros come to his head, right? And then he can have all sorts of daigas and problems and things. When if you can get yourself back into the Limud, it's Mashkir. Of course, the Limud itself, it pushes away everything else. So the next time it comes up, and then you got to work on it again. But the Torah itself, while the person is Doga Torah, is Chayus. Now, how did it start? The Rebbeinu Shloilem took us out of Mitzrayim, elevated us to an unnatural level of Kedusha, which we weren't worthy of, but because Rebbein Shem wanted to take us out, so he did it anyway. So, you know, it's my world, I'll do with it what I want to. Right? So Bereshit can decide if he wants to make an Am, one nation, and elevate him above all the other nations, whether they're worthy or not worthy, he can do so. Anyway, the Bereshit did it for us, for Klal Yisrael. And then when he took him across Kriyas Yamsuf, the seventh day of Pesach, so they were all prophets. Even the Uborim, as I'll say, even the fetuses that are inside the womb, they had prophecy. Everybody became a prophet. Yosef Yecheskel ben Buzi, more than Yecheskel saw in his tremendously esoteric vision of the Merkava, of the chariot of Hashem, more than that, saw the Shivcha, the lowest, you know, the lowest of the lowest, all uncreated. Kriyas Yamsu was Giluyim, was revelation beyond our ability to imagine. But then it all got taken away. They finished Oz Yosher Moshe, and then it's all gone. And then they get 3 days, and they're complaining, Moshe, there's no water. Didn't you pay the bill? Whatever, no. They're complaining, and this, and that, and the other. What does the Rebbe Shalom do? What's the response of Hashem? They just crossed Yam Suf. And all the revelation, with the mad, this fantastic, beautiful revelation. They were so upset in the Zohar Kursa. They were so, what were they so upset? Yam Suf. They were just finishing, all of a sudden it's turned off. They couldn't take it. They wanted more. Give me more. You know, they're on this spiritual high. That give me more. No. Adkan. We serve dessert, it's over. But they're kind of left at the doorstep because they're not really ready for this Torah yet. But they were elevated to Nevi'im like Yechezkel. It wasn't their doing. It was a gift. But that's it. Rebbe Shem said, okay, that's it. Took them to a certain point and dropped them off at that point. They wanted more, but they're not worthy. Now they're not worthy of it. So what does Rebbe Shem do? What's the first thing that Hashem does after 3 days? What? He gave them halachas, some of the mishpatim, Shalchus Shabbos, Sporaduma, some of the dinim and chukim and mishpatim. He gave them a little bit of different parishes in the Torah to be oisik b'Torah. Well, that was just what do they call it when you're trying to divert the enemy? What's it called? The diversion tactics? What was it? Get their mind, divert their mind, get them to think of something else. They wanted all these prophecies, the tremendous giluyim of Yechezkel that they saw in the answer. The mission is here, let's take a mishpur. Learn Mishabur for a while. Divert their attention to something else. Nebuch, they're upset that they don't get this beautiful show anymore. They're going to think about that's just the chance. That is now on their madrega. That's the way to be dubbed with what they saw on Yam Suf. This is now according to their madrega, not according to the artificial madrega that Hashem elevated, but according to their madrega, this is the way they can begin to reconnect to that madrega that they saw at Yam Suf. Till they go, you know, 49 days and the 50th day, they get to Kabbalah Sotar at Har Sinai, and again the Baruch Hashem reveals to them even more than what they had at Yam Suf. But now it was the Shua Seichem, it was their avodah. They worked those 7 weeks, they worked, they pushed themselves to be roy till they got to on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. By Yom HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, they came to Har Sinai on the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Vayichon Neged Ahor Ki Ishecho Belevecho. They were complete Achdus. Only time it ever happened in Kaisel's history. Complete Achdus. They had worked themselves. Their Midas and the Rotzen to do Hashem's Rotzen was L'malam Minateva and Nasav Nishma, like Malchei Hashoris, like Malochi. But that was their doing. That was their personal avodah. The Shavuos, and when Shavuos came, they were able to be koilet, to be koine, everything they worked on during those 7 weeks. And then the Simcha on Shavuos, you don't need a mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah on Shavuos. You don't need a lulav or whatever would be equivalent, or a matzah or a sukkah, because you now created your own dveikus b'Hashem. If you don't, ain't the chosim with the greatest sim because we dovik b'Hashem. You don't need anything. It's done. Shoyim, good. It's yours. Eat it. Enjoy it. That's why Chazal say that there's a machlokes every Yom Tov whether you need half to Hashem and half to yourself, half for physical indulgence, half for in the base midrash. Everybody's on atzeres. Everybody holds on atzeres on Shavuos. It's called atzeres. Everybody holds that you have to have your suda. You have to have your suda. That's it. You get your dessert now. You get you deserve it. You worked hard. You deserve it. Now you can really absorb it. It's yours. You're entitled to it. You don't need any mice and mitzvahs. It's your avoided. And shvuas. That's when we become really b'nei chayim. And you see in the veld today, you see never. You see the Lord Lane, the people who don't have Torah. How mishubed. Such a vodin. They're such slaves. They're slaves to the television. They're slaves to, I don't know, maybe there's no television anymore. Slaves to videos, slaves to the all sorts of things. Slaves to internet. The slaves to the music. The slaves to all sorts of things. With Narsha, they mevaza themselves. They disgrace themselves with this slavery, like an evidence. It's got no cover with never. Don't want to go into details, but the lack of sneers that's in the world today. They disgrace themselves. They mevaza themselves. Mamsh mevaza themselves. Sometimes I wonder, you know, we go to the product, the Kedusha's based on midrash, but a really grotesquely overweight woman should not be dressing like a young teenager. Right?
But yeah, the young teenager shouldn't be dressing that way.
But the young teenager shouldn't be dressed like that either, but certainly this grotesquely overweight woman. Well, what does she think? What's her machshava? You know, there used to be a stupid Jewish woman who used to be Secretary of State in America. What was her name?
Albright.
Yeah, she was Jewish. Sure, she was Jewish. Albright.
Yeah.
Albright. She was Jewish as they come. She just didn't want to admit it. She's an ugly, fat lady. Right? Ugly, fat lady. No shaykhus of here worried by such a woman. She used to wear these miniskirts.
This is Jewish. She's Jewish.
She was Jewish. No, she tried to hide it. Why till after got a point. What? Because she's a Yotze Mikalam Mitzvah.
She's
a continuation of the Holocaust. She's not a survivor of the Holocaust. Somebody who denies their Yiddishkeit, you don't have to. It's not the Nebuch. Person, you know, is a Tinuk Shenishba. It's somebody who denies their Yiddishkeit. She denied her whole life of Yiddishkeit. It's a terrible thing. All right, leave that alone for now. The point is that they're slaves. Well, how could an intelligent woman like that, she's obviously an intelligent woman, right? On some level, very intelligent woman, do something so foolish to advise herself. To dress like, try and dress like. Say avodim. Say avodim. They're avodim. They're meshuba. They're not bnei chayrin. They're bichlan not bnei chayrin. The real chayr is ain lecho ben chayrin el misha oisik b'tera. The real freedom, the person who can be happy. See, the non-religious world never understand this. This is a concept which it begins in Chazal, even from before Chazal. Of Yofa and Yusul Yisrael. Poverty is good for the Jewish people. Yizor Bivnei Anim Kim Hem Tei Torah. The Chazal tell us, careful, tell the teachers of Torah, be very careful with the poor children. Because the children who come from poor homes, they're going to be the Gedolei Torah. Yofa and Yusul Yisrael, it's like Shmar. There was a concept, we're not going to go into it now, of chosen poverty, to choose poverty. To choose it. I can work, I can make $1 million, I choose to not have a penny. Choose to not have any money. Chosen poverty. Lechem oni. Matzah is called lechem oni. Impoverished bread, it's got nothing to it. But it's the real ben chayr. Person who's not meshubed to the gashmis of the world, not meshubed, he's not mushbed, he doesn't care, he doesn't have a person who has another rotten in the world, but he's free, he can do anything. He could be in a cave for 13 years. Shum Bar Yochai would say, came out of the cave for 13 years.
On Friday mornings, they used to bring whiskey each week.
Food, or maybe it was good. Yeah, good food.
They used to bring whiskey and rogel. No, they should put out the rogel.
No, they had chruvim and mayim.
Look at the rogel.
The Gemara says, kav chruvim merv shah. You had chruvim. Box of food. If any of you ever ate it, you'll know how what Messias Nebuchadnezzar was to live like that. It's horrible. It tastes horrible and stuff. It tastes like a mouthful of soap. You can process it and taste like something, but to eat it off
what
the tree.
Boxer
fruit. Boxer carob. Carob and water. Maybe the water was a geshmak. Mineral water. A good mineral water. That was it. Could live like that and be happy. See, that a person who's not from cannot understand that. How can a person live in such poverty and be happy? That's a musik they cannot understand. The modern world, and it's not just the modern world, it's always like that. Happiness is dependent on material. End of sentence. Full stop. Happiness depends on material. You have it, you're happy. You don't have it, you won't be happy. So they'll all admit today, yeah, sure, there are many rich people who are not happy. And there are many poor people who are happy. But how about you? Would you choose to be a poor person? Or would you rather be a rich person? No, I'd rather be rich and happy. I'll be rich. I'll be different. I'll be rich and happy. But a lot of times it doesn't happen.
Rich man there.
A lot of times it doesn't happen. They're meshubin. They're avodim. Kaisel ki avodaihem. We're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Eved Torah. Like we say we take out the Sefer Torah. Ano avodo dekutsha Baruch Hu. We're avodim to HaKadosh. Everybody's in Eved. You choose who you want to be in Eved to. You want to be an Eved to Kutsh Abrichu, which makes you free, because if you're an Eved to Hashem, just like Hashem is free, you're free. Or you be an Eved to Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveru, like Chazal said, Nebuchadnezzar and his chavrusa shaf, his chavrusa, his human delight, the koil of Nebuchadnezzar. He's got a big koil. So 5 billion people in Nebuchadnezzar's koil. So you got a choice. What do you want to be? If I say, Baruch Hashem, Shrengim HaTel Kokenu, that we're Yoshve Beis Hamidrash, that we send the Beis Hamidrash and Shtayg, whatever it is, whatever you Shtayg during this period, there's still time left, right? So Shavuos, whatever you Shtayg, you reap the better Shavuos of the time you make a kin. It's yours. You come out a different person from Shavuos, like you come out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a new person. You come out of Shavuos a completely different person. Each one according to what you got. Nobody didn't get anything tonight. Everybody got something, and what you can get from now until then, there's no mokum for you. No mokum. A guy walks out here, he put, he got knocked in a vault. The Rothschild's vault, right? So he couldn't see because it was dark. And he stumbled, and pick up a, you feel that. But you end up putting a few things in your pocket, and maybe it'll come in handy. So you don't even what you're getting. You come out and you see how much was left over and how much you got in your pockets. If it would have been lighter, you could have got a lot more, but you didn't. But you're going to be upset about what you do have. Well, Hashem, what you do have is millions and millions and millions and millions of mitzvahs. Every word is tired mitzvahs. Every single word is tired mitzvahs. No more confused. No place to be upset and disappointed. We want to get as much as we can, so we're trying to be marbiter, marbiter yeshiva. So we'll stop now so we can get back to yeshiva.